The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
Anyway,
where's Big Fatty from?
He's in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And the Horror Hotel is a place down nearby him. I actually think it might be in Georgia, but it's...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's somewhere where he has to drive to, but it's an adult-only gay male place where they go and they fool around and drink and have fun. And I think it's kind of like the Naughty Boy Camp, but I want... Big Fatty, I'm asking you, and you can let me know on your show. I want to know, if I come and visit you and go to the Horror Hotel, am I expected to be publicly nude or have public sex, or can I just hang out and be social?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
If I come and visit you and go to the Horror Hotel, can I just hang out and be publicly nude or have public sex?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3729 of the BFO for right the 20th of May 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm over at the Horror Hotel, but I recorded the little show ahead of time. Big Fatty. Catcher-uppers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you catcher-uppers. Because, y'all, that's what Big Fatty's going to do on today's little show. Y'all, just to be completely upfront and transparent, Big Fatty, that's Big Ricky. His skin is so thin. And your skin is thin. You're just translucent. Yes. Anyway, y'all, recording this. Oh, Big Fatty, the chicken's back. Well, that ain't the only chicken that is going to be squeaking this weekend. Big Fatty! y'all, I'm recording this on Hump Day. Just so you'll have a little show today, because, you know, Big Fatty's not going to leave you hanging. Big Fatty, you're so thoughtful. Could you be less thoughtful in the future? But I'm over in Augusta, Georgia, and I'm at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, I'll be seeing Chris, and y'all, you never know who else might show up for the weekend. Yeah, Big Fatty, you never know. A couple of things that I didn't get to on the Thursday little show. Y'all, when I finished the little show, the Nip and I left, and we went to the Sam's Club. Now, y'all, this was about 4 o'clock, okay, and Big Fatty had gone by to get gasoline right before noon, and I paid $4.05 a gallon. Y'all, the Nip filled up just hours late at $4.09 a gallon. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. But that, and y'all, there was one other thing. while we were in the Sam's Club, y'all, they had the big bags of the street cone popcorn. Y'all, if you see it at your Sam's Club, it's the street cone popcorn, and it looks like a ear of roasted street cone with like butter on it, and it's it's got the char on the cone and everything. Y'all get it. It is absolutely delicious. But y'all, it made me think about another snack. You know, the snackettes. You know, I had mentioned that on Tuesday, that I went to the Vonsies because they had the Chex Mix, buy one, get one free, and Mr. Cackle had recommended the barbecue Chex Mix, and y'all, they just didn't have it. And y'all, and y'all then on Wednesday, Mr. Cackle says, Big Freddy Allbutt called me a liar. A liar. And y'all, that's nothing is further from the truth, because y'all, I've never seen the barbecue Chex Mix. Well, y'all, on the way to the Sam's Club, I decided that I was gonna go and goggle barbecue BBQ Chex Mix. And y'all, there's lots of recipes for BBQ Chex Mix. But y'all, I didn't see any prepackaged. And y'all, so I said, well, if anybody's got it. And y'all, this was, I looked on the Chex website. I said, if anybody's got it, it's going to be the Amazon. You know, that's that Lesbyterian delivery service. Y'all, I went over there and y'all, I had to scroll and scroll and scroll. And y'all, I finally found that they do make, it's called Honey Barbecue Chex Mix. But y'all, It must be made of gold, because y'all, it was expensive as hell. It was like $13 a bag, and y'all, I'm like, dear Gussie, Mr. Cackle, that I guess you just all you're doing now is just proving, yes, Big Freddy, he's not quite as rich as old Crooked Hat, but he's Big Freddy, you know, he's. He's, well, you know, he's buying all this property and everything. So, y'all, if you see the honey barbecue Chex Mix, give it a try. And Big Fatty's going to keep his eyeball out on it. Big Fatty, why not keep both of them on it? Well, okay, maybe I'll do that. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty?
The best way to make a pound cake.
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us today from my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And he writes and says, we have to know, did you send out any signals to the pest control hottie, or did you get straight to the point and let him know you were available? Thank you for calling. Straight Bob, first of all, this is an excellent question. Thank you so much for the Axe Big Fatty question. Just lovely to hear from you. And y'all, by the way, he wished Miss Beaver a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And then he made a comment that Miss Beaver, hope you get that special thing we all ask for from our partners on our birthday. And y'all, I reply, I says, well, that sounds fishy. He says, no, not really. I won't say what he said, but needless to say, I told him, well, the boys will always say yes to that invitation. Beep, Freddy, you're vulgar, and so is he. Straight Bob, the question is, did I send signals to the hottie? Well, if I did, they were bad signals, because didn't get anything out of him except, boy, the eye candy was good, and y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty.
playing you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I know it has been more than a month of Sundays, but I have a CVS receipt. Okay, so this is what happens when, you know, a fat girl who's starving gets set loose in a CVS with 50% off candy. So let's see. I got the boy genius who is, God willing, going to graduate high school in the next few weeks, a package of double stuffed Oreos. I got not one or two or three or 10, but an entire box of 25 of, I can't pronounce the name of the company, but those dark chocolate covered coconut things. Yeah, I would have gotten more, but I didn't have room to hold them. All right, let's see. I also got the boy genius a thing of his Twizzler sweet and sour things. I got a thing of the Twizzler cherry pull and peels because cherry Twizzlers are the only ones that matter. Let's see. I also got Joe a big thing of the peanut M&Ms. I got myself a thing of the mini M&Ms. Oh, I got a thing of Dove deodorant. I got a pack of pens, Chips Ahoy Chewy Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Cookies. I got a big bag of Rolos that are dark salted caramel. And I got a bottle of the 7th Generation Spray Cleaner, which I love. And a box of Dots and a box of the Twizzler Bites. And let's see, all in all, including tax, I paid $49.31. But it didn't really count because I had a gift card. So yeah, but all of that stuff combined, I saved $45.59 for a total savings of 48% that day. So yeah, you know, back to taking CVS out of business. Love you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you are right. It has been more than several months of Sundays since we've heard from you. And it sounds to me like Big Fatty, I'm going to go have to take some insulin just listening to that list of sweetie treats. You know, Princess Hannah, I gotta say, you know, if anybody knows the value of a good coupon, it's gonna be Big Fatty. And it sounds to me like you're running a close second. You're beating me at the CVS, but I might have you beat at the Von's East. But anyway, Princess Hannah, enjoy. And were those dark chocolate covered coconut thingies, were they the Mounds candy bars? I can't think of what they would be if they're not. Be ready.
Fart pants, this message is for Daniel, who doesn't listen because you have too many bumpers and segments. But have you ever listened to The Mix? Quite a few segments. Not only that, but they just added a couple new ones. So, Woodhaven. Oh, I forgot the message. This is about my adaptive cruise control. So, sometimes they like to pull you over in town, but sometimes they don't pull you over. I hate to say it, but they don't usually pull over nice cars, except I did get pulled over in this car, which is hilarious because I've never gotten pulled over in my other one. Okay, so anyway, I use the adaptive cruise control, and I don't know if you guys have like manholes, and maybe you have nice manholes. That sounds so horrible. Okay, no. So you guys might have nice manholes where you're from, where the hole is level to... This sounds so horrible. I'm not joking. I'm calling to tell Daniel this because I know he has the adaptive cruise control, which I have turned on right now. There's a guy in front of me that stopped at a stoplight, and my adaptive cruise control is totally on its own to stop my car. But when I go down one of these side streets and there's a manhole in the lane that I'm driving in, which I'm not quite sure why they're not in the center of the road or why they're not. Anyway, so what it does is it like scares the living bejesus out of me, even though Daniel doesn't listen, he'll never hear this. And neither will the people who fast forward through my voice messages, which is fine because I hate them just as much as they hate me. Just kidding. I said that with love. And so anyway, the manhole will cause my car to like, boom, just like slam on the brakes. It's like, dude, calm down. It's just uneven road. It's, I mean, it's not even a car. It's like uneven road or whatever. And now, where the manholes are level to the ground and they're metal and not like black topped over and sunk into the ground. Anyway, this is way too long to talk about manholes. Woodhaven.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, isn't it interesting that while you're over at the Hara Hotel, she's talking about manholes? Well, I guess that's on everybody's mind. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I have the adaptive cruise control too, and I don't know that mine has reacted to a manhole. Oh, Big Fatty, maybe you can teach Ruby Red how to react properly to a manhole. Well, Big Fatty, I've become vulgar.
Hey, Fart Pants, so I'm going to go out of town tomorrow, and I'm going to check out the little town that I'm going to, Yankton, South Dakota, and I'm going to see whether or not I want to build myself a house there by the water. So that in 2 years, when I quit this job or whatever, I can go there, work at the gas station, and have enough money to pay taxes and insurance. And so anyway, plus I'm going to graduation party or whatever, and then I'm going to go to Sioux Falls. And so anyway, on my way home on Sunday, I'm going to stop at the Dairy Queen, which is 17 miles east of my house, and I'm going to get a peanut butter parfait. And it just reminded me of one time I got a peanut butter parfait. I was so disappointed in the amount of fudge that was in the peanut butter parfait, and I was just like, if I wanted a cup of ice cream, I would have asked for it. What happened?
Oh, dear, I say, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon again, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and it sounds to me like you're putting lots of miles on the old gal. Y'all, that's what she calls her new, you know, it used to be Billy Big Rig, now it's the old gal. And, Miss Bacon, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. When we were growing up, we used to go, we'd all pile in the car and we'd go to the Dairy Queen, my mother would sometimes get the peanut buster parfait and, sometimes we get a dilly bar or a DQ sandwich or sometimes a hot fudge sundae. You know, that's like getting a hot fudge sundae without the fudge. You know, it just, that's not acceptable. So, Miss Bacon, next time that happens, just stop in the drive-thru and demand more. Oh, dear. God, so y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's gonna be hot. I looked at the weather forecast. Y'all, it's gonna be near 100 degrees over at the Hara Hotel. Big Fatty, that ain't all that's heating up. Well, rubbing two sticks together. Sometimes you don't get fire, but you get, yes, Big Fatty, you get s'mores. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, I really would love to take you to the Horror Hotel.
If I come and visit you and go to the Horror Hotel, can I just hang out and be publicly nude or have public sex?
Oh, yeah, yes, but please let us know so we can go somewhere else. It's kind of like what we do with Granny.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.